dogger you're going to get for me. Well, you have to get a good politician for the deputy. You mean a wise one. I'm not sure we'll get a fellow like Dick Hughes. He's governor. I guess he wouldn't come. He'd probably make good attorney general. Governor of New Jersey, he was on the bench up there when he got over. You know him?
I do, yes. The only person up there that I think better of is his wife.
She's pretty heavy.
Yes, sir, she is, but she's pretty heavy in every way.
Is she smart?
She's awful smart.
She a lawyer?
No. No, but she's a tremendous politician and a great campaigner. I think she's just marvelous. I like him. I think he's funny. I think I can get up some names.
Do that.
Yes, sir.
Do that. You haven't got anybody in your firm that's any good?
Sure do, but you want to get me in trouble with Carol.
Have you got any... Don't we have any political lawyers around? I don't guess Jim Rowe would take the deputy under Ramsey, would he?
I shouldn't think so. That might be a good spot for him if he would do it, though, because he could probably take that as a matter of health, you know. Fix his own, set his own pace, which he could not as attorney general. But he was deputy at the time when it was called assistant to the attorney general. Might just. That'd be a good team.
Couldn't put somebody like Peyton in, could we? Too much drinking, isn't
he? No, you wouldn't want to do that. Peyton really had gone beyond the point. He's a wonderful fellow, but can't be sure that he'll show up by the morning. But he really is fine and very bright, very astute.
Think about it, and I'll talk to your dad, too. What do you think I ought to say to him when I ask him? Just say I'm going to... Ramsey's been there, been around the department a good deal anyway, while Nick's working on other things, and I'm going to let him act for a while.
That's it, I guess.
Do I have time to sit down and go into it?
Yeah. Sure would.
Doesn't hurt him to act. Nick acted 5-6 months.
That's right.
Say, Bobby's making quite a show of this assassination thing. Got a big story in the U.S. News this week. Truth about Kennedy assassination. Question raised and answered. I haven't read it, but it looks like he does a good job for the Warren Commission. But he's got everybody raising questions about it. They claim now the Manchester book's going to raise a lot of questions. He's got Lou Harris running a poll. And the majority of them doubt that this is the whole story on Kennedy. Did you see that poll?
Yes, sir.
No. And 2% of them think that I did it.
Yeah.
According to Lou Harris.
Yeah.
Now, Lou Harris is just owned by Bobby.
Yeah.
He got him making polls all over the country. He got him to make this one showing that he beat me 2 points, which was a phony at the time, although I think it's true now, because I think that they've sold the poll all over the country.
Yeah.
And I think everybody says, oh, God. And I read 7 stories this weekend where nobody wanted me. And the very people that weren't wanting me in North Carolina were up here the day before yesterday begging me to come. The governor came up himself. But Bobby puts out that stuff, and all of them write it. Baltimore Sun wrote it. New York Times wrote it. Washington Post wrote it. He has one backgrounder up on the hill. I don't know how to deal with that.
Well, on the Warren Commission thing itself, Jacobson called...
Yeah.
Chief, and then the chief called me in and asked me if I could handle it for him. He didn't think he ought to handle it direct, and I called Jake and told him the chief wouldn't reply to his inquiry, and that he ought to get in touch with me, keep me informed. Now,
he didn't make any inquiry of him, did he?
Okay.
He didn't make any inquiry of the chief, did he? I thought he just told him to call this to his attention and see that his general counsel knew that this effort was going on so that they wouldn't overlook it. That's what I told him.
Thought he wanted some comment back.
No, all I want him to do is tell his law clerk, if he knew him, said he ought to tell a chief that this was heading up here in the Senate building. He ought to watch it and ought to have Rankin and whoever he had to kind of look at these things. I'd clip this pole of Harris's fencing, and I'd put it on the top of my file. I'd take these interviews and put them on. I would keep a little eye on each one of these guys that writes an article.
Well, there's some couple of things that I'm doing that not quite ready. But number one, Chief and I talked about this. I told him I thought somebody ought to write a book on his side, do it right away. And he thinks the best man to do that is Lee Rankin, who's counsel to the committee, you know, who's Eisenhower's Solicitor General.
Yeah.
And he's counsel to the Warren Committee.
Yeah.
I think that's a fine idea. I don't think it'll work because Rankin is a counselor up in the city of New York to Lindsay. But in any event, Chief's going to ask him next day or two. That's number one. Number two.
Why won't he? You just don't think he'll have time to do it.
That's right. Yes, sir. Otherwise, he'd do it. He's a fine man.
Yeah.
Number two, President, you know...
Would he be a good man for us to have a Solicitor General?
Well, he was Solicitor General.
I say, would he?
He'd be grand, but he got out if he'd want to come back.
Why would he want to be counselor in New York, then?
Oh, I don't know. Politics, I guess, getting the political swing. He's first-rate man.
Well, maybe he ought to be deputy.
That's a place where you make all your all your appointments.
Yeah.
He's a Republican.
Hmm.
Well, that could be kind of rough.
Okay.
Mr. President, there are two things I want to mention about this. Number one, were you aware that about this testimony of Oswald's wife saying that the king would die when he put on his pistol and was going down to shoot the vice president?
No, Jake told me that.
Oh, I told Jake.
Yeah.
Well, I've got that all buttoned down, man. It's a day when you were in Dallas, Nixon was not. She meant you, not Nixon. Now, that's that he was going to shoot, you see. Now, number two...
why didn't that ever come out?
I don't know. I don't think our publicity is very good. Number two, and this I don't know whether I'm at liberty to use, and I'm trying to find out more about it. There is, in the vault of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, this is what Chief told me, President Kennedy's clothes. Those clothes quite clearly refute the main charge that's been made. That is that one of the bullets came from the front because the fabric on those clothes show that the bullet came from behind when the fabric was out. Now, I'm checking into that more extensively. I've got one of my law clerks. I have total confidence checking into that. If it checks out, I'd like to talk with you about it and see whether we can get it out. Get some publicity on it. Maybe get those clothes released. I was never talked about, and the clothes were put in the FBI vault just because of Mrs. Kennedy's feelings.
I would doubt that. I'll bet $10 they're in the archives of the Kennedys. I saw a story last night somewhere where Bobby had, no, it's this morning, and the U.S. News is out today, that he had seized all the pictures, missing x-ray pictures that provide the major remaining mystery about the facts and the assassination of President Kennedy are reported. Some officials concerned have been taken over soon after the assassination by Robert Kennedy, then turned and placed in the Kennedy archive. They reportedly were never offered the Warren Commission investigating the assassination because this would have involved publication in the report of the gory death pictures.
Well, good point. Well, the chief thinks there. I'll find out about that. The chief thinks that the clothing's over in the FBI vault, and there's also a picture of President Kennedy's brains in the autopsy. It's very important. But I'm going to follow all this through and get your report as fast as possible, and then we can figure out something to do with it.
Okay, I sure think we ought to, and I think you ought to point this these little things up each week. They hit them. Now, they got an aid agency up there. They tell me they got 41 men working.
Yes.
Kennedy Foundation.
Yes.
And they just visit this stuff all day long.
Yes.
Just all day. Okay.